Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, this is a juicy one. This is what I missed, being gone for a day?
Why I had to throw it in. It got pushed to the top, and I said, we got to.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, and that's exactly what this girl did. I don't even know if she wants her real name used.
I think we should just change it. I think we should change it. I don't even know. I care.
Yeah. Same. Same. Okay. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother, enough is enough, either keep your kid from his mom or quit complaining. Wait, what?
Huh, now? Come again? One more time? Ooh. One more time?
Ooh. And you know I'm an advocate of both parents being involved, but hold That's on. Right. Now we got to read this.
Layers.
She said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk? A little backstory. My brother shares 50-50 custody of his son, who's 4 years old. Both parents have and had an addiction. My brother's been sober for a few years now, but the mother not so much. The mom already has 4 other kids as she can barely take care of, but recently when school was starting, my brother tried communicating with her about signing their son up for 4K, but she didn't get back to him. So he took it to himself to enroll the child in the school he chose, which was closer to where the dad lives.
Makes sense.
Which would now mean on the week he's with his mom, she would have to now drive him to school and pick him up. Of course, the first day of school landed on her week. She was 5 minutes late for drop off, which was not a big deal. But when school was done, she never showed up. Broke my heart for my nephew. The rest of her week was the same. Now it's my brother's week. At the end of this week, when he's supposed to go back to his mom's, she doesn't show up to pick him up. He goes on Facebook, writes a whole post. If his baby mama could be in contempt of court.
He's taking it public.
He shouldn't have
done
that.
He's taking it public. Okay.
But
okay.
That's not the question.
No.
So then she says, I commented on his post saying, enough is enough. What is it going to take for you to quit being scared? You're going to get in trouble and just keep your kid.
Yikes.
Make her take you to court. Even if she calls the cops, they'll tell her. And then it gets into, just tell her there it's a family court issue since they share custody. It's getting to a point now, either do something about this or quit. quit complaining. That's where she's going with this.
Okay.
After I commented on his post, he blocked me. Then tells our mom what I said was unforgivable. I come from a family of five. I'm the only sister with kids myself. Our family has gone through a lot, so we have always been close. When it comes to my nephew, I'm on his side fighting for him, too. My nephew's living situation is better off with my brother, so am I the jerk for telling my brother on Facebook to start fighting for your kid?
Whew. Man.
Oh, my. There's so many layers here. I don't even know where to start.
And I think what she's asking is,
If only it was that easy.
Am I the jerk for putting my brother on blast publicly and telling him to fight for his kid?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's clearly issues that we have no idea of, right? On the back end, addiction is something that a lot of people do struggle with.
He's dealing with his own stuff trying to stay sober.
Exactly.
He's going through his own stuff.
And clearly them together wasn't fruitful for the child.
No, two addicts are going to feed each other.
But is the child splitting 50-50 custody also beneficial? Is it even beneficial? It doesn't sound to me, not knowing them or what their real situation is behind closed doors, doesn't sound like the kid going 50-50 is the right move. Sounds like the mom's a little absent and not
a place right now.
Not in a good place to take care of the child.
She's putting pressure on a brother who's also an addict. So you're trying, you're telling them to go into court and act like you, no matter what, are going to be the better parent.
That's
hoping to God you don't relapse when you know what it's like to be an addict, right?
Yikes.
So she's saying, just go in there and get it because you're clean now, where he might have that fear. Of I am clean. I don't know. I'm just thinking out different scenarios here.
I was told that.
And what if his past gets brought up in court? You know, who knows what they've done?
I was told by someone who has struggled with addiction that addicts are never really recovered. They're always recovering.
Correct.
And it's always years. It's always a process, and it's always, unfortunately, there that they could relapse. Something could happen great enough and boom.
And a lot do,
And a lot do. So, unfortunately, who's to say that he doesn't get the kid 100% of the time, and that's the catalyst that, you know, pushes him over the edge because he can't handle it. I hate to say it, but man, this is so tough.
This is tough.
She's kind of bogus, though.
You think so?
He made it public.
Then she said, go get your kid.
She took it upon herself to call him out publicly.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would you shame him? Is where I'm at with this. Why did you feel like, did you think that was going to spark a fire under him and make him go, yeah, you're right. No.
She said, it's getting to a point now, either do something about this or quit complaining about it.
Or let
That's
it ride.
That's where she's at. But at the end of the, because it's hard for her because it's her nephew.
So
she doesn't want to leave it alone because she's looking at a kid who needs support. And she wants to support her brother, but she's saying, why are you still sending him to his mom's? Well, because that's his mom. And unfortunately, until the court says something else.
We're split. It's 50-50. Legally. Man, I'd be curious to know if she's the older or the younger sister. Because this is giving me a baby sister say what I want energy.
Nah.
Not older sister try to solve energy.
Totally.
You feel me?
Like, come on, just go get your
just
kid.
Just do it. Just fight for your kid. Yeah. It's easy. No, it's
all
not
right.
easy.
414-533-1037. And let's not forget how much money it costs to go back to court.
That part.
I mean, as someone who, you don't want a custody battle if you don't need one from a single parent. You don't want that. You just do not. And everyone knows what I'm talking about. Like, if the kid's in danger, you want that. But it's not as easy as just, I'm going to go get my kid back. It's going to take thousands of dollars. It's going to take time. It's going to take a lawyer. It's going to take court. But at the end of the day, do you want your kid to be okay?
And the sister's saying.
So I say not the jerk.
Start fighting for your kid.
I don't think she should have taken it on Facebook, but screw it.
Not the jerk
for doing it. Go get your kid, you know, at the end of the day. I know it's a tough one.
This is a tough one, bro. I don't even want to answer.
I don't either, because I feel icky, because I feel like I don't know what to say.
I sympathize. 100% sympathize, but I think it's jerky. You ain't have to go there. You could have supported him a different way, but that's me.
By the way, if you flip it, where you say, she's always there and the dad isn't, people immediately will be like,
At his neck.
F that guy.
100% at his neck.
We have to remember that it is messed up both
Two
ways.
Two sides to the coin.
Oh, the phones are lit up. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I named her Heather, but I made that up, okay?
Okay.
I made that up.
Heather.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her brother on Facebook to start fighting for his kid. This is a very intense one. They're both addicts. He's clean currently. The mom is not, and it's causing issues. And so his sisters wrote into the show, and she's had it. She said, I want him to go fight for his kid and just get full-time custody already. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough, but can you call enough for somebody else?
Let's go to MJ and Elkhorn. I don't know what people are going to say today. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for telling her brother on Facebook to start fighting for his kid?
Be honest.
I say no, and I say not the jerk because of the fact I've been through a very similar situation with my own kids, and I had to make that executive decision to not allow visitation anymore. And if that person, and also due to addiction, I might add.
Which sucks.
If that person,
and not the way, and most people think, oh, they're taking my kid from me. It's just, you're just trying to protect the kid.
I
it's
know.
Not even about you.
Exactly.
The perfect scenario does not take a child from either of their parents. If you're and want the right thing for the kid.
True.
If you want the right thing, but it's not the way it works.
It just hurts my heart, man.
Of course it does, right?
No, it does. It does,
sucks.
And I will say that it's very tough on your kids, but there are things out there like therapy, which I have regularly involved my kids in, and it does help correct things down the road, but ultimately you have to make that decision of what's best for your child, and the fact that his sister called him out on Facebook because he already publicly outed himself, that's why I say she's not the jerk, because he already put it on blast.
He did it first.
He shouldn't have done that to begin with. Yeah, he started it.
He was looking for support, though.
He was.
Not somebody to go, well, it's you also suck, dog.
But then you don't put that on Facebook that you're one of your kids. Now you're embarrassing the kid. Now all the whole custody thing's on there.
Now technically that could be used in court, too. Let's be honest.
It would make you look wacky.
Man, MJ.
All right, MJ. You spoke interesting, and you've been through interesting point. You've been through it. So.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that about therapy with the kids, too. I think that's huge.
That's
so important.
Super important.
If they're going to it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate your call. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Kicks it off, says, nah, not the jerk.
All right, well, Shannon's in Milwaukee. Let's see if she thinks something different. Hey, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Love you guys.
Oh,
well, you're back.
Thank you. What do you think?
I'm a state jerk.
Okay.
Other side. Talk
and
on.
Here's the reason.
Okay.
I'm going through a similar situation, but mine is kind of different. Mine includes sister-in-law, brother-in-law who doesn't take care of kids.
Got it.
So I had to step in.
Okay. Oh, so she's the sister in the situation.
Yep.
She's the sister.
She's the one.
She's Heather.
She knows. Go on.
Yes, I'm the sister-in-law who took over custody of both kids because their parent wasn't
I'm not even trying to be funny. You guys are going to laugh. Don't laugh. This is like when Khloe essentially raised Robin Black China's kid, and they've talked about this on the Kardashians because they were both a mess. I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, I'm literally trying to paint a picture of a scenario where an aunt or a sister comes in and
takes the child
up.
And says, no, neither of y'all can.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah.
We're not there yet here. We're not there yet.
He's sober. He can be a present dad.
For now. And I hate to say that.
Right. But he should get that kid back if he's sober.
Yes. Here's the problem, though. Now, when you say things on Facebook, it's not only your family that sees it. It's everybody.
The world. It's the world, yeah.
Okay. Would you stand on a stage and say the exact same thing in front of 300 people? Would you?
Exactly.
Or 3,000, right.
3,000.
Mm-hmm. And for the sisters to publicly say something when that's like a family issue, that's more of, let's keep it at home with the family and not blast it on Facebook.
Yeah. Put me on blast at home.
Yeah,
I agree with Shannon.
Somebody texted in and said maybe embarrassing him in public will make him get it together. Hold on. Shaming people doesn't make them make better decisions.
No. Thank you.
In fact, it actually makes them feel worse about themselves.
Thank you.
So I don't want to use the shame route.
And I don't want to say, okay, well, you know, it's just the parents. No, you're including the child and on this as well. And everybody thinks, oh, it's so easy. No, when you include children, it is so much harder.
10, 20 times harder. Honestly, whoever thinks keeping kids in the mix is easy, I'm sorry, y'all are dead wrong. And I hate to say somebody's wrong, but no, you're wrong.
Some of these texts,
every day I have, where I have to take care of my sister-in-law children, which was by my husband, our choice. But she's an addict as well. And, you know, if you're concerned about that child, like we were, you got to step in.
Yeah.
Instead of publicly saying something, no, step in privately.
Step in privately.
You don't have to put the parents on blast like that.
Somebody said, did he post first and she just commented? Why is she being criticized? But she commented. I don't know. You guys, listen, let's not get lost in the Facebook post. You say overall,
jerk.
We're split down the middle. Yeah. Okay.
We appreciate you, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Danielle in Mayville texted in and said, triggered. She's not a jerk because there's a child involved who's being neglected. So if he's going to take this woman to court and secure his son's safety, then he's a jerk. Or if he's not going to, then he's the jerk and good for his sister.
With Shannon's logic, though, she's saying, why did you have to go publicly? Mm-hmm. Then he publicly messed himself up. Why'd you have to lay it on, double up? What she should have done is come in and actually helped him with the child and gotten the custody rather than putting him on blast and saying, go do this now.
And comment.
That's what Shannon was making sense, mm-hmm. and it made a lot of sense to me.
It's getting messy. All right, Santino, our boy is back in Sheboygan, if you can believe it. Oh, somebody said he put himself on blast. Oh.
He did. Yeah. He definitely did, but sister extended that.
Ooh.
Santino, buenos dias, papa.
Hello.
Buenos dias.
Good morning. Buenos dias, I mean. Hello.
Yeesh, yikes, yo.
Hey. Let's just jump right into it.
Yes, please.
This is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand there's multiple factors and multiple people involved that are getting hurt. I can definitely understand how the sister's advocate. So she's not the jerk, in my opinion. I can understand why and how the sister's advocating for her nephew because the father isn't.
Mm.
I mean, so somebody has to stand up.
She's saying,
someone
hold
has
on.
To stand up for
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, if you want to put something on Facebook, you are opening yourself up for criticism. And we all know about secondary trauma, and I can understand he's probably feeling that and hitting that. But if your family can't tell you the truth, that's where the problem happens too. And there needs to be an intervention where the sister goes and talks to the brother and says, look, you put this out there. If you didn't want my commentary, then you shouldn't have put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's have a talk. How can we move on from this? How can we make sure we get your son in your custody mm-hmm. so you don't have to deal with this?
She's saying, stop venting on Facebook and go do something about it. It's like, enough with the Facebook post. Are we going to go to court or not? Right?
Yeah. And I mean, he blocked her, did all this.
Well, he didn't want to hear it.
Maybe, thank you. Maybe he just didn't want to hear it and it was a little too real and he went, dang, now I regret putting it on Facebook and I got to react.
Well, nobody was,
he wasn't ready to be called out so.
Everybody was going
to
be on his side.
So openly. He wasn't ready to be called out so openly is kind of what I'm hearing out of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and my thing is, I know, DZ, you said she's probably the baby sister. I'm thinking he's the baby brother.
Mm. Ooh.
He's like always getting told what to do by his sisters or his siblings. Now he's sitting like, I don't have to take this. Well, you have an addiction, sir. Like, you need to understand that either you need to go get counseling. You shouldn't even put this out there. You shouldn't have people in your business because you're going to get reactions from multiple people that don't have your best interests at heart, one. And two, some people don't tell you the truth, and you're not going to like that either.
Mm-hmm.
True, but let's at least give him props for showing up and being the dad he's supposed to be there, because we're coming at him, and the real issue is there's a mom who's absent right now who's deep in her addiction. You know what I mean?
Right. No,
right.
I know
it's
exactly.
It's a mess overall.
Yeah.
I'm only addressing the part of if she's a jerk for responding. I mean, everything else.
Yeah.
There needs to be some intervention, some help. Some psycho, whatever it needs to be. Because
everything else is above our pay grade, dog.
Pretty much.
We can only answer jerk or not.
Much. And we're going not the jerk.
Mine.
It's not the jerk today.
Not the jerk. Santino says not the jerk.
Yeah. You sticking to that?
I want to give a shout out to DZ and Allie for always being the greatest.
Hey, enough with the shout out, Santino.
You know what? Santino, I love you. And you know why he did that? Because before he went on the air, I said, don't you dare start with any shout outs. And so, you know what, Santino?
You know what? Shout out to Santino.
Hey.
Works it out today, man. We appreciate you, familia. Good to hear from you. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Love. I love y'all too. Be blessed.
Peace. Amen, man. Likewise. Dude.
So funny. Not
Dude.
The jerk. So
not the jerk.
She said, am I the jerk for telling him to fight for his kid or stop complaining?
This made me sweat.
I know. I'm sweating, actually.
I am sweating, sweating,
I'm
going to
take
dog.
Off my track suit right now.
Who decided to wear Sherpa today? Oh, yeah, me.
I thought it was going to be cold.
Not in here. Not after this topic.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.